Charles, run to the near side. He's got the open field. He's going to be hit and obliterated. Sacked by Tom Mahoney.
Smith wants to throw for
Molly at the 30, at the 20.
Welcome back to Chiefs Live, presented by Midwest Ford Dealers. Now we're going to talk about the St. Louis Rams on the defensive side of the ball.
If you're thinking about the defense, you have to be thinking, I think, about that front four, really led by Pro Bowler Robert Quinn. He made the 2013 Pro Bowl. And Aaron Donald, who was the 13th pick in this year's NFL draft. What about these guys?
You saw this front seven last year, and it didn't include Aaron Donald, but these guys last year had 53 sacks on the year, finished third in the NFL, and this year ranked dead last as of right now in sacks with just four. But you have the injury to Chris Long. But like you said, rookie Aaron Donald from Pitt has stepped up and made a huge impact for this defense. And you don't normally see that from a defensive lineman as a rookie to step in and make that kind of impact right away. Normally it takes a couple years for those guys to develop. They're not going against 18, 19, 20-year-old kids anymore. They're going against grown men. And Aaron Donald has made a huge difference for this defense. But you know, you talk about the sack numbers, and we heard both Reed and Alex Smith talk about it today, that the numbers might not be there. You look at a box score, it might not wow you, but when you watch these guys on tape, they are still very disruptive, and they are a handful to deal with. And if you're going to talk about sack numbers, you also have to talk about negative plays in general for defense. And this Rams front four, they may only have four sacks, but they're leading the NFL in rushes against that resulted in negative yardage. So while you might not be sacking the quarterback holding the ball behind the line of scrimmage, they're still bringing down the ball behind the line of scrimmage. It just might happen to be a running back. And those negative plays, exactly what you want from a defense.
And what's really scary, I think, about this defense, too, is the linebackers behind them. You have Dunbar, Ogletree, and Laurinaitis. And really, that's three different defensive players at the same position. How does that work?
When you have a 4-3, the Chiefs run a 3-4, and we talk about it all the time. They know what kind of skills it takes to be on the outside, on the inside. But when you're talking about a 4-3 and the Rams in particular, those positions aren't as interchangeable. You'll see James Michael Johnson and Josh Malga. They can play both the Mike and the Will. That doesn't necessarily happen in a 3-4, or excuse me, in a 4-3. Joely Dunbar is a thumper. He's a big physical guy. He likes to get downhill. He's a run-stuffing player. James Laurinaitis is one of the leaders of that defense, can do a little bit of everything. And then Alec Ogletree, the young linebacker, almost looks like an oversized safety. He is athletic. He can get out and run. This linebacking core, they have distinct styles, but they all fit within what Jeff Fisher is trying to do on that defense.
And we've talked about the front four. We've talked about the linebackers. What should Chiefs fans be looking for in the secondary?
This is a secondary that is very good at tackling in space. They rank second in the NFL in yards after a catch allowed with just 535. You look at, they have cornerbacks like Janoris Jenkins, who has stepped up and played fantastic football so far this season. And then the former Missouri Tiger, EJ Gaines, somebody a lot of Chiefs fans are probably going to be familiar with. He has stepped up and played really well. Both those guys are in the top five in tackles for the Rams so far this year. And then you look at the safeties, Rodney McLeod. And then you look at TJ McDonald, one of the guys coming out of USC just a couple of years ago. I really liked his ability to play north and south. They like to bring him up near the line of scrimmage. And he really, really likes to hit. And you love seeing that from a safety, much like the Chiefs see from their guys on the back end. But this is a Rams secondary that doesn't give up a lot of big plays. They tackle well in space. The Chiefs are going to have to figure out ways to get guys in space and try to create chunks of yardage.
And that's the Rams defense that'll be coming to Arrowhead on Sunday.